There's been a lot of talk about who will be actually starting favourite. Well, currently for the Golden Slipper, the $3.5 million Golden Slipper, it's a horse called Cosmic Force. We saw him come out and win the Pogo Pogo last week by 7 lengths, eased down on the line loss. Super impressive on that heavy track. I tell you what, one bloke who's still doing the rain dance, apart from Peter and Paul Snowden, is Sebastian Hutch from Inglis, who joins us. G'day, Sebastian.
Gents, how are you going? It's like Christmas Eve for someone like me.
It is. Look, mate, I state it's the best day of racing in the country.
Oh, it's very rare that you're going to get the opportunity. In fact, it's probably unlikely that we'll ever have the chance again to go to a race day, see the Golden Slipper wings and the Autumn Sun all on one day. I mean, that's quite incredible, really.
Yeah.
It's not something to be taken for granted.
Look, it's not all about me, but I remember being at Ascot and to see Black Caviar on the same day we saw Frankel, and I thought, wow, yeah, that's special. But to see Winx, a slipper, and then the Autumn Sun on one day, Sebastian, is quite amazing.
Yeah, and we haven't even mentioned Redzel yet.
No, we haven't. Two-time Everest
winner.
Special
day. Yeah. It's a pretty special day.
Yeah, no, it's a good day. But currently favourite is Cosmic Force. You would be hoping for a bit of rain to come.
Yeah, look, funny, chatting to connections to the horse over the last few days, obviously he was very impressive on a heavy track on Saturday. I don't necessarily think that he needs a heavy track to be at his best. It was just that he seemed to handle it better than a lot of the others. So yep. Whether it necessarily brings out the best in him or not is probably unclear, but clearly he handles it, whereas plenty of them don't. Mm. He's got a very progressive profile, that horse. I mean, you guys will remember Deep Field pretty well.
Yes.
He didn't make his debut until, I think, July of his three-year-old season. Now, that was for a variety of reasons, but he was a horse that got better and better and better as he got older. And certainly in the case of the progeny of that sire line, they tend to improve with age. And as he's raced more, Cosmic Force has gotten better. He looked pretty good making his debut at Newcastle. Put in a couple of bold showings in good races, but really the Pogo Pogo, he looked like a star in the making. And what's not to say he won't do it again on Saturday?
Now, I bought through the Inglis sales as well, Cosmic Force. We talk about this, Sebastian, that you know he's the race is worth $3.5 million, but you tell us, if he can win, what would he be worth when he goes through the sales ring at Inglis?
Oh, look, historically, like he's 180 grand yearling from the classic sale. You know, Bob and Sue Hannon at Ascot Park were very good breeders. You know, they bred a Coxblade winner and Seamus Award along with a bunch of other smart horses. They've actually bred two runners in the race. They bred Vincere Valare as well. That's an incredible effort in itself when you think of how many foals are born every year. 15,000 foals are born, and you know, they breed somewhere between 12 to 15 foals a year. So when you think that out of that crop, they've got two runners in the most valuable two-year race in the world, it's a fair effort on their part. You know, you look back through what's reported to have been prices for horses that have won the slipper and gone on to stud, horses like Piero, Vancouver, you know, Capitalist. These are extraordinarily valuable horses. So if a horse like Cosmic Force, I mean, he's already a valuable stallion prospect as it is, having won a Pogo Pogo, and clearly he's a well above average horse. But if he can win a race like the slipper, they talk about a good horse being able to change your address. Well, you know, there's another horse that could change somebody's address.
What are the horses or the horse that you're worried about?
Oh, look, it looks a very open race. I mean, a lot of horses qualified pretty comfortably for the race. And there was no dominant two-year-old through the lead-up races. You know, it wasn't as if a horse went from one lead-up to the next and won each of them as they went. They tended to beat each other. Anthony Friedman's filly, probably Liar, has a bit of X factor about her. You know, she comes through the Blue Diamond, and traditionally that's probably, like with the old time scheduling, that was a very difficult thing to do. But under the current scheduling, it's probably an easier thing to do.
Yep.
It fits in better from a programming point of view, and she's done nothing wrong. You know, there are plenty of horses there that look like they'll appreciate an ease in the track. And luck in running is going to be so important. And, you know, it's probably what lends itself to it being such a good spectacle, the fact that it's so open. I mean, you fellas have been talking to all the key connections during the week. You're probably the right guys to be asking rather than you asking me.
I won't be disappointed if Cosmic Force wins, but I'd be more happy if Tenley wins. There you go, Sebastian. So that's self-interest governs in the racing interest. And I know everyone at Inglis will be cheering for Cosmic Force there. We thank you so much for your time.
Look, we won't be disappointed if Tenley wins either, on the proviso that we have a lot of good yearlings by her sire to offer at the Easter yearling sale in a few weeks. So we've got to take positives in every result.
You've got it all covered, mate. That's what we love. Good on you, Sebastian.
Thanks, gents. Good luck tomorrow.